You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Clear the mechanism. That's what I did.
Again.
Choice of words.
Not properly worded.
You savage animals that you take everything and go in that direction.
What, are you new here?
I know. Is this your first time on the show?
I wish it were.
No, you don't. Stop that.
I wish it was my last time on the show.
There's certain things you can say that you just can't have back. Damage is done.
Well, I'm fine with that.
I hope it rains your entire vacation.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
That's a nasty thing to say. Well, that's mean.
On 98.7 ESPN.
7 o'clock hour, DPHRO Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. You really do have a mean tendency. Wishing rain on my vacation is about as bad as it gets.
I'm just doing what you do, according to John. So just whatever you say, I'm just going to steal it, reword it, and then
you're so bothered by that. I'm not. Yeah, that pissed me off. You know what? Watch. We're going to have Mike Tenenbaum on. I'll ask you a good question. You'll ask the same question.
No, I will not ask the same question. Okay. Actually, we had Samini on yesterday. When do we have Samini on?
Where no, I got good two or three days ago.
When I got good question, which means I won.
I asked a good question, and you got good question off of my ask.
No, baloney.
No, he goes, that's a good question, Rick. I was like, I'm Dave.
No. He said good question to me. He called you, Rick, out of another question.
No, he said good question, Rick. And then,
RJ,
and then
check the
you
tape,
asked
please.
Another question. He said, oh, that's a good question, Rick.
Check the tape, please, RJ. I want confirmation one way or the other.
He said, well, that's a good question, Rick. And then let's he went to your it. Question and said, oh, you know what? Right, enough. Let's just,
and then
let's
you
just
ended
be
the
cut
interview
dry.
Beautifully.
Let's get to 8 o'clock, please.
And then you ended the interview beautifully.
Wasn't my finest moment. I'm going to do better
was not.
Here. Let's bring in, I mean, he's the voice of the station now. He's on Afternoon Drive and with Dan Grasso all week. He is the uber-talented GM of ESPN, Mike Tenenbaum. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. That's great banter. Keep it rolling.
Yeah, it never stops. All right, so let's get to it. We saw the Giants, our first taste of Big Blue last night. What did you think, and specifically, what did you think about the quarterback, Daniel Jones?
You know, candidly, I thought it was more good than bad. It wasn't perfect, but look, if Galladay holds on to that pass, like, we're probably having a better discussion about him. And generally speaking, guys, in preseason football, the defense is going to be ahead of the offense, so overall, not ideal, but pretty good.
Mike, we take a lot of phone calls about Daniel Jones, obviously, but a lot of the phone calls we're taking now is Tyrod Taylor is going to be the Giants' starting quarterback by, you know, week 6 or 7. If you're Joe Shane, and I understand, I mean, Brian Daboll's new to this, you want to have some wins sprinkled in here, but, I mean, don't you want to see as much of Daniel Jones as possible just to know whether he can play one way or the other?
Yeah, Rick, absolutely. Like, by the end of the year, they need to know on Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones. So Tyrod Taylor's a good player, but he's only going to get you so far. So I completely agree. You got to play him. You got a better offensive line. You got better players around him. You got a great play caller. So I'm with you. I would play him as much as possible this season.
What's the upside this year for Daniel Jones in your mind? How good could it be if it goes well?
Really good. He could be a good starting quarterback of the NFL, cut down on turnovers.
And stay healthy. That's the other thing, too, right? I mean, that has to drive GMs and coaches crazy if their starting quarterback is always hurt. Mike, Brian Daboll not calling the plays, good thing or bad thing for you?
By the way, can I just say one other thing that would drive me crazy? If I was a GM of a radio station, if I had a Good Morning Drive show and neither guy ever came in, that would really bother me, hypothetically speaking. So, you know, let's get all the GM worries out there. You know, I got to tell you, it's a nice studio. Not that you guys know anything about that.
I heard it's great. I heard
beautiful.
I heard it's phenomenal. What time, when you do the show, what time do you show up for it, Mike?
Oh, like 2:50.
Yeah, 2:50.
But I am fully prepared. Because I'm coming from my other ESPN responsibilities at the Seaport. So I'm happy to go through my day with you if you'd like to.
No, I think we're good. Rick, you have a question for this comedian yeah. here?
Mike, before I ask my question again, after you taking shots at us, I wanted to let you know a little thing I got going right now. I went your chai latte, and then I now get a dirty latte. Have you heard of the dirty latte yet?
You know, that may be a little bit too much information. I mean, I love you guys, but what you do with your latte is really your business.
You're missing out.
My latte.
You're missing out. You got
to
get
asking
for dirty.
Can we keep this to football, please? Because this, right, this is right on the verge of going really off the rails.
Yeah, okay. Mike, Brian Daboll. A lot of things happening, head coach for the first time. Do you like that he's not calling the plays, or do you think at some point we could see Brian Daboll take back control of that?
You know, Rick, that's a great question. A lot's been made about what's going on with the Patriots and play calling, but you want to give them reps. So we'll see who's calling plays by opening day. The fact that what they're doing in preseason is something that
there's a great phone line he's got going on here, huh?
I thought that was my answer.
No, it's not. It's not you, Mike. I mean, have you just mailed it in here?
No. If you lost me there, no. What I was saying is the fact that Brian Daboll is letting somebody else call plays like Mike Kafka in the preseason is okay. At one point, Bill Belichick did that for Brian Daboll. So once we get to the regular season, that could look differently. But you have to develop your coaches, and the way to do that is give them reps in the preseason. So I don't think it's a big story yet. Let's see who's calling plays on opening day.
Mike Tenenbaum with us here, 98.7 ESPN. He'll be hosting Afternoon Drive today with the uber-talented Dan Grasso. Secondary for the Giants. I mean,
Dan's a little overrated. I wouldn't say uber-talented.
Really?
Have gotten better. Yeah, like his questions have gotten better during the week, but he started off, I would say, below average, but he's making meaningful progress.
Wow. So did you go to management after, like, Monday's show and say, I should be paired with someone better than Dan Grasso?
No. Actually, I will tell you guys something really funny, though. So we're interviewing Aaron Boone yesterday, and I have, like, my three questions that I could possibly ask on baseball. And being the great teammate that he is, he's like, I'll take it from here. And, you know, we had a seamless Aaron Boone interview, one in which he carried me all the way through.
So maybe he went to management and said, you're not holding your end of the bargain up.
Oh, I've been average at best. I mean, when you get, you know, Al.
Sounds like a must-listen-to show, Mike.
No, it's been a lot of fun. Dan's really good, and it's been a lot of fun. You know, I was born in New York, and to come back here, and we've had a lot of fun all week. We think the Michael Kay Show has permanently moved to Peru, much in the Aaron Rodgers footsteps, and we're trying to track them down, whether or not they're moving there permanently or not, and we're actually I think Michael Kay's actually going to join us today.
Oh, that's exciting! So
you don't need to go to Peru for ayahuasca. You just go right to you go to see Don in Jersey.
Yeah, Don has all the things you're looking for.
Mask anything.
He's got the full inventory. but seriously, Giants secondary. How much of a worry is this? Because they picked on it last night, and this is not exactly with the elite of the elite receivers.
Yeah, but Dave, here's what I would say: the best way to help the secondary is a good pass rush. And look, it's really early, as we know, but, like, the returns on Thibodeau are good. So, you know, you have to marry the pass rush to your secondary. So any secondary is going to struggle holding it.
Oh, good.
That, yeah. I think Azeez Ojulari is going to play better this year. I liked him a lot last year, you know, just in terms of his ability. And with Thibodeau, that's the best way to help a secondary.
Mike Tenenbaum joins us on the show. Mike, let's switch over to the Jets here for a second. Zach Wilson, year two. Robert Saleh, year two. When you look at the additions, what are your early kind of expectations for what this team should be this year?
You know, Zach Wilson has to play average football. He was last in the NFL in completion percentage, and that's the most important part of the job, guys. Like, that's a big concern. I think they did what they could in terms of getting Dwayne Brown. It does concern me that he's 37. You know, if we go back 2 years ago, they signed Ryan Khalil in June, and that didn't work out. So, you know, we talked a lot about this, you know, with Dan all week, which is Dwayne Brown should just condition for the next 2 weeks. Lower body flexibility, strength conditioning. I would only have him have 2 to 3 padded practices before opening day. You know, he's 37 and hasn't been in an off-season program. So I think they made the best of a tough situation, but I would be really concerned about, like, easing him in because you don't want to create another problem. If something would happen to him.
How about the offensive line? I mean, obviously, Becton's going to be out for the year. You signed Dwayne Brown. Now you got to move him to left tackle and George Fant over to right. I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces, and I guess, Mike, there's got to be a reason that Dwayne Brown was available mid-August for any team to sign. Am I wrong with concerns for the O-line?
Yeah, no, I mean, Dave, you're probably right, but, like, sometimes with a guy, it's, you know, it's money, it's fit. He's made a lot of money. He's been a really good player for a long time, and sometimes players are like, look, if I'm going to play, it has to be right, you know, both economically and non-economically. In terms of the line, look, I think Vera Tucker is going to be very good. Tomlinson was a great signing. McGovern's an okay center. You know, their depth is a concern. Adogo's been a disappointment. McDermott's average. But, look, every team's dealing with it. You know, Lemieux got hurt last night for the Giants. Hopefully he'll be okay. You really need, like, and we've talked about this all week, like, it's a little bit like starting pitching. You know, you got to go 7 or 8 deep on your offensive line of young, tough, durable guys to get through the season.
Mike Tannenbaum joins us here on the show. Mike, where are we at? Dave and I opened the show today, and we kind of both had the same thought when asked the question. As excited as we are for football to be back, and you know how much Dave loves the Giants, it's just, I mean, it's just preseason football. Like, where are we at with preseason football? Like, where are we headed with it? Because it just doesn't feel...
It's terrible. Like,
it's terrible. It's just not. It's just. It's not even fun to watch anymore.
Yeah, when you talk to people around the league, they're putting a lot of emphasis in joint practices. So, for example, the Patriots, you know, they're going to have 2 more sets of joint practices. And I think that's where you're going to see a lot of the work get done. You know, Tampa and Miami just played practice with one another. So I think that's all part of, like, this new sort of, like, preparation, 3 preseason games. But I think from a fan perspective, like, Dave, if, you know, you were passionate about the Giants, I would go to a joint practice because you're going to see much more competitive work between the starters.
Last one from me, and it's the Tom Brady story. I mean, this doesn't really happen. I find this very curious. 10 days off in the middle of training camp. Are you puzzled by this happening now?
If it was anybody but Tom Brady, I would be. But look, you know, you don't want to speculate if you know, if there's a family illness, or maybe it's a family trip, maybe it's time with his son, maybe he's recruiting Gronk. Who knows what he's doing? But, like, he'll be ready to go. And look, you know, in this day and age, guys, he can still zoom in for the meetings. He's probably getting ready to play the Cowboys on opening day. He wasn't going to play in the preseason games. You know, the 10 days is a lot, but it's Tom Brady, so I don't think it's a big deal.
All right, Mike, last one before we let you go, because you're a big star. Get up. You'll be hosting the K-Show with Dan today. So Dave asked me this.
That you guys should check out.
No,
gorgeous.
We're good. Yeah, gorgeous. Enjoy. We want to keep it nice and clean for you. So Dave asked me this the other day. Team I would pick to win the Super Bowl, and I know it's crazy early, but is there a team you look at right now that you feel like you have the most confidence in their chances to win the Super Bowl right now?
You know, I think the Chargers. I think they have a great young quarterback in Justin Herbert. I think Khalil Mack, you know, like Dave mentioned, like, you know, issues in the secondary. Derwin James hopefully will be healthy for them, J.C. Jackson. But when you have Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa closing out games, I think they can score in their passing game, and I think they could close out games with a really good defense. So AFC is loaded, but I just think when you look at every team, I think that they – what? Is that not true? Is the AFC
No, 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 Mike. Let me let you in on a little secret.
Two years ago,
I said to these animals, I said, you know what? AFC is loaded. And I got destroyed. Have you never watched football? It's a weak conference. It's got nothing. And then I think to get into the postseason, you have to win 10 games in a 16-game season. And now everybody says consistently how loaded the AFC is. So it's not a laugh at you. It's really more of a laugh at Rick.
Dave, you're a genius. You're a trendsetter. You know, like, you just have to appreciate the fact that it takes 2 years for us to catch up to you.
I'm there. Yeah, I got you.
That was nice. That was very nice of you to say that, Mike. Now I'm not going to be able to deal with him for the next 45 minutes. It'd be great.
I miss you guys, and I miss this banter. So now I can go to Starbucks. I got a new drink to order, and you know, look forward to continuing this throughout the season.
Yeah, we can't wait. We're going to have you on weekly during football season. So great stuff. Continued success with everything, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. That, of course, is Mike Tannenbaum. Boy, I tell you what, now that he's kind of hosting, he's got a lot to say.
Yeah,
he takes shots at anybody.
Yeah, he's got big ones now. He's officially taking that next step.
I mean, I'm sitting here giving
a lot. I wouldn't say uber talented.
Really?
Have gotten better. Yeah, like, his questions have gotten better during the week, but he started off, I would say, below average, but he's making meaningful progress.
Wow, that's not that nice.
That's his co-host for the week.
That's his co-host for the week, and he goes after him like that.
That's my favorite thing, though, the expectations. He's going to ask me questions. Just ask me questions.
Just ask me questions. How about his phone line, huh? I mean, no wonder he goes to the studio every day. The guy's got a phone line like he's got two tin cans put together. There's a great phone line he's got going on here, huh?
I thought that was my headset that
gave him. Your headset? The guy, he's talking like he was talking into a can.
I think talking into a can would have been better sound quality, I think.
It might have been.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you say deportes?
Not like that.
Try.
Deportes.
No, you don't say it at all.
No, I don't say it.
Say, try deportes.
No, I don't want to.
You can't do it.
No, I just had a sip of a drink and it's not allowing my... my mouth situation.
Did you have a numbing agent as a drink?
No, I did not have a numbing agent, but I have a little buildup.
Take a minute, RJ. You want to try saying deportes? Let's get a little look at the traffic.
I know. I don't have that in my.
I know Raymond does.
Ray does.
Ray, go ahead.
Why?
I'd like to hear it.
You want to hear deportes?
No, you don't say it right either. Mine's better than yours.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
Now you're taking those type of shots.
Holy moly.
Deportes. Try it again, Ray.
Deportes.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. You're a cat.
It's one of my very few positive qualities. I can roll my R's like nobody's business. Deportes.
Santiago, I gotta be completely honest with you. That makes you, when you speak like that, I mean, you're going to make our job so much easier finding you a woman when you lose the bet.
I don't think we're going to have any trouble finding him
at all.
Lady.
He starts talking real suave like that.
Let me hear you talk. This morning.
Give me some sexy talk. Give me a little bit of sexy talk.
Not doing that.
A little bit.
No.
I don't think I'm a sexy talk guy.
Talk sexy about the Cowboys.
There is nothing sexy about that football team right now.
How about your Yankees?
How about the 93 Cowboys?
No.
Give me some sexy music.
No.
And talk nice about him. Come on.
I'm not doing it.
Come on. That time Emmitt Smith faked the shoulder injury. Come on.
Oh, wow.
Give us
something.
See,
that's going to have the opposite effect by doing those things. You know that, right?
Troy Aikman.
Nothing. Be nice now. Be nice. You're going to ruin this. Okay.
Nate Newton.
Santi, it's me. And I'll
you have an Antonio Brown tweet to get
to? No, I'll be Raquel. I'll be Raquel. We're just meeting for the first time.
Raquel.
Dave and I have hooked you
Who's
up
Raquel?
With Raquel. This is me. I'm standing in for whoever this woman's going to be. Talk,
I like
talk sexy.
Rick has gone on. Nope, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Rochelle. All right, hi, Raquel. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here to meet Raymond. I've
all
heard
right,
so
Ray,
many great
go.
Things
you
about
go.
Him.
Get involved. Go.
This is so awkward.
Please be sexy. Come on. I want this to work. Raymond, I want this to work.
This is not going to work as constituted. It's just not working.
Raymond, you have beautiful eyes. Do you work out? Seen some video
I just said you were the meal baby. He can't. You've totally freaked him out here. This is not going to work.
I seen some video at the Sasso softball game.
I've never been turned off by a strikeout more in my life. Maybe she's a Joey Gallo fan. She's just falling in love with you.
Nothing, Raymond. No, this is. Are you going to clam up? We have no chance then.
Not only is he not going to give you a dirty
silent
talk
date.
Conversation, he's now just quiet.
This is like Tannenbaum's phone line.
I don't know how many times I can say I'm not interested in doing this. I don't know how many times I can say it.
It's just not for Ray.
It's clearly not for Ray. Clearly it's not for Ray.
It's
all right, DPH Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. Where's your level of concern with the Jets' offensive line?
I'm concerned.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I am, too.
I think we all realize how important the offensive line is going to be. Here's the thing, though. Here's my holdup. And you've heard me say this a couple different times. I didn't have super high expectations from Mekhi Becton.
You did not, and that's a very fair point. But did you think you'd get nothing at? Like, did you think he'd be done in the preseason for the year?
I didn't know whether or not he'd be on the team.
I almost wish he wasn't. That you'd at least gotten something for him in return,
or you had done a better job of fixing the problem.
Yeah, I mean, you could have spent money on a tackle this offseason and moved on from him. Like, this is the worst of both worlds, because you kept him expecting to get something from him. He gave you nothing, and you didn't build to not have him for this year.
No, there was a hope. See, I don't even know what the expectation was.
You didn't think he could originally be a serviceable right tackle?
Well, yeah, I knew originally that they weren't happy, and then it seemed like he had finally made the kind of commitment that they were looking for and got himself in better shape. But the fact that he was, I mean, you guys, you know how, you saw how many people are at that facility. Like, it was like an ant colony. Like, there's just people everywhere. Like, fans were like, Ira was talking about it. The guy's been limping around, goes from no knee brace to knee brace to now out for the season. Like, it just, like, even if he didn't get hurt, At some point, something like he was. It didn't feel like he was going to make it.
I get it, but I almost wish like you knew. Like,
well, what's the concern with Dwayne Brown? Is his age?
Where you said we're not moving forward with him, or he got hurt in the offseason. You could have done something about it rather than this you know, late stage. Now, listen, maybe Dwayne Brown's going to be capable, and maybe he'll be good. I don't know, but it's hard to envision he's available. He's going to be 37 years old. And he's going to come in and play a very good left tackle. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope to be wrong.
Well, what's your concern with Dwayne Brown? It's his age. That's it, right?
It's his age. It's the fact that nobody else wanted him at this point.
Well, I think part of that is his age. And okay. Now, I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, George Fant played really well at left tackle. George
so now Fant he's going to move to right tackle.
And he wasn't nearly as good at right tackle.
Which is weird.
I guess, yeah. I mean, but this is why there's got to be some level of concern. This isn't as easy as, okay, yeah, no big deal. We got Dwayne Brown. Everything's going to be fine. Like, no. We went from, just think how quickly this whole thing has changed, though. Like, we sat with Lakin Tomlinson.
A week ago today, we sat with
and he was
with
confident.
Lakin Tomlinson, slapped him with tortillas, and he told us that the Jets' offensive line is going to be one of the best in football.
Confidently. To now we're at a point where, you know, Fant's going from left, probably going to have to go from left to right.
Right.
And the one unit that has to have the highest level of continuity now is being shuffled around.
Yeah, I think at a minimum, you have to have a little bit of concern. Maybe it plays out. I hope it does.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Hi, Raymond. It's me, Raquel. I love your quads.
You can't handle that.
Nothing.
You're gonna freak him out.
I saw the pictures of you down in the Dominican Republic, and I thought you looked sexy. Nothing?
No.
No.
We're going to fail miserably. I don't know how can
him.
We're fighting a losing battle then, if he's going to clam up.
Well, then don't fight the battle.
Is this the way you handle yourself around women, by the way?
Yeah. No, this is the way I handle myself around you, pretending to be women. It's not working for me.
Do you want me to send you the sexy pic? Will that put you to get you in
send
the mood?
Send him one of your like crop top pics.
You want one of those? I'll give you money, but a Buffalo Bill pic. You want me to tuck it?
Oh, dear. Oh, God. What's happening? Okay, I got it. I got something. Deshaun Watson, you see he's willing to accept now an 8-game suspension and pay $5 million fine?
Yeah, well, that was the sticking point. I mean, they could... He's
going to be suspended for the year.
I don't know about that, though, man.
I'm telling you.
But they were at... I mean, listen, that's what they're pushing for. And I don't know, like, when you read the actual rule in the CBA as far as what happens with this whole process. So, Sue L. Robinson comes out with her 6 games. And I think a lot of the reason why it was 6 games just because the precedent was set with how the NFL has handled these things, because she agreed with a lot of the NFL's case. And then now it goes to Roger Goodell, who either it's him or whoever he decides is going to come out with the, when it's appealed, which they appealed it, the final ruling. And then, but in the CBA, it says that ruling will be binding.
It's clearly not.
Well, no.
Coming ruling will be binding.
Both have the ability to appeal the initial suspension. And then it goes to either Goodell or whoever Goodell, the third party that Goodell assigns. But that decision is binding, and both sides have signed off on that language in the new CBA.
I think he knows he's screwed. He's in huge trouble. Because remember, they came out before the initial ruling and said both sides should just accept what the ruling's going to be. Remember that?
Yes.
And then it comes out, which is a favorable ruling for him of 6 games, and he's very quiet about it. NFL says they're gonna come out with a different ruling, and now he's willing to go 8 games and $5 million. I'm telling you, you can mark it down right now. 7:39 on August 12th. Rothenberg said Deshaun Watson will not play this entire season.
I could see that, but I could also see, because remember, when we talked about this before the ruling came out that next morning, was the NFL, during negotiations trying to get something done before the actual ruling, said that they wanted to go 12 games plus $8 million fine. And the PA said, no, we're not doing that. We're not going to do the fine on top of the 12 games. So if the NFL was willing to do 12, which is double the 6, plus an $8 million fine, I mean, does that end up being the compromise? Because now he's at 8. Now he's at 8 games and $5 million. Do we get to, hey, Deshaun, by the way, we're going to get you for the full season, and we know we're going to win, so why not just settle for the 12 plus the $8 million?
Aren't they supposed to play tonight?
He's supposed to play tonight.
Yeah. So there's a chance that you're going to have Deshaun Watson play tonight and then get a suspension after this?
He's
what are they waiting for?
Well, but it doesn't matter, though. He's still allowed, depending on if it's indefinite. If it's worded as indefinite, then I would imagine he can't play.
But why not come down with a ruling before the game tonight?
It's a great question.
Because it's the last thing you'd want. Try it out on the field, play in a game, and then like next week it comes out that he's suspended.
Well, isn't this whole thing the last thing you would want?
Yes, but what are we waiting for at this point?
You're asking me questions I can't answer.
But they are awful at these kind of things, huh?
Well, because now, but it's because they don't truly believe in what they're doing. If you were really confident in whatever decision, it's any decision you make. If you're confident in that decision, you make the decision and you feel good about it, and it doesn't matter what people say. If it's praised, if it's criticized, you just live with it because you feel good about it. That's not the case. They're reactionary. So now they've set it up where they have a couple days now. Once the initial decision is made, and it's not Goodell making the decision, it's Sue L. Robinson making the decision, that now we can gauge the temperature and how people are feeling. And it was clear that people thought 6 games was too light. So now we can swoop in and we can adjust.
What do you think he gets?
And we're going to leak out. We'll leak out indefinite full year, and we'll see how people react to that. And then we'll decide exactly what we're going to do.
What do you think he gets? I say the year. I say you don't see him the entirety of the season. What do you think?
Oh, man. How would you gauge, if I would ask you right now, gauge level of outrage?
Off of the 6?
Off of the 6.
I thought there was a lot of outrage, and I think appropriately so.
Okay, would it be, do you believe that outrage would be would be happier with a 12-game suspension, or would they still want more? Like, where would a 12-game suspension fall?
Listen, you got six. There's outrage. Clearly, you're going to be happier with double the six, but I think the NFL is going to go all the way with this one, and I think they're going to say you're not playing for the full season, and we're going to really smack the Browns and Deshaun Watson and really make a statement here. So I think they're going to get the full year.
Yeah, but if you get the full year, you're not getting the money on top of it, though. You're only getting $1 million.
All right, so what?
Well, but okay, but you keep failing to take into account that the NFL actually negotiated 12 plus 8 million. So the reason why I asked you about the outrage is that, are we at a point now where they don't even think the 12 is good enough?
Do I think there's tremendous outrage with 12? No. I think if you go 12 and what was he suggesting? He's suggesting 8 and 5. If you go 12 and 8, I don't think there's outrage. I think people look at that and say, that's a big punishment.
Okay.
That's a legitimate punishment.
Especially when the owner of the Dolphins only got a fine of $1.5 million. But I will say this, though. The one thing that really bothers me about this whole situation, well, there's a lot of things, but the one in particular, when I hear people, when they try to take it from the Deshaun Watson suspension and then tie it into how, you know, the owners should be held to the same standard, and they bring up the fact that Deshaun Watson, this was his first offense. How do you look at what just happened, what's happening with Deshaun Watson as the first offense? It's the first time he's been caught, but it's many offenses?
There's like 20-something filed against him.
That's the disconnect for me. He got caught for the first time.
This is a serial issue with this guy at this point. First offense. No, that's a terrible take. Let's go to a couple calls, and then you're going to read the letter from Antonio Brown, then we'll get to Kevin Durant. Ira, Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you? And the whole Watson thing, it just didn't boggle. Listen, I'm not a lawyer, but you know what? If you're going to go 12 games, you might as well go the whole season. I mean, what's the difference of 5 more games? Ridiculous. But, you know, I'm not concerned about that. Yeah, exactly. I'm not concerned about the Browns. First of all, for tonight, listen, you take a while to work. These preseason games are meaningless. The Falcon joint practices in 2 weeks are going to be more important than tonight. Just go out there. You know, just try to you look like you're in rhythm. Try not to make mistakes, offsides, penalties. Let Zach hand the ball off a couple of times, a couple of passes, get him out of the game. But as for Brown, to me, listen, I understand he's 37. He was out there. He was available. There's a reason for that. But at the end of the day, I'm with Rick. I think this is an upgrade. You know, even though there's going to be maybe a little chemistry mix-up, you're going to move Fant to right tackle possibly and leave Brown at left. I get it. They still have a lot of time to work on it before the season opener. But at the end of the day, I wasn't expecting anything out of Beckton. So I think Brown is a legitimate upgrade, but Douglas still has more work to do. Because McDermott, Adoga, and this kid Mitchell, all three of them, I would feel really uncomfortable if they had to play any games. So I think there's still one more move, whether it's a trade or somebody gets cut. They will upgrade the offensive line before the opener.
They should have kept Morgan Moses is what they should have done.
Listen, they were trying to, too. I mean, they met with Riley Reiff. He ended up signing in Chicago. Dwayne Brown, you mentioned his age. He's had knee issues. He didn't miss a game in Seattle the last 2 years, but they were cutting down on his practice time. He did get arrested. I mean, he was arrested during the offseason, so maybe that was part of it as well. I guess, Ira, because I agree with you, I had no real high expectations for Mekhi. I guess what Dave's point is if the Jets felt that way, that they, you know, Mekhi Becton was such a question mark, that maybe they could
have addressed it sooner.
One found something that was better. Like, Dwayne Brown feels fine now, and we'll see how. Ira, to be honest with you, like, I'm not overly concerned about Dwayne Brown at left tackle. I'm more concerned of moving George Fant back to right tackle because he's better at left tackle.
I agree with you with that. But with that said, listen, they didn't address it in the spring, but maybe they dropped the ball there. But, you know, you can't keep on looking back at that. You have to go forward. They had a problem. They got somewhat of a solution now. But it's a quick fix because next year there's a good chance maybe – I think Brown is just guaranteed for 1 year the money. Fant in a contract year, you may have two new starting tackles and Becton may get cut next year. But for now, for 17 games, let's hope the two of them could stay healthy.
Yeah, we do. And thanks for the call. Have a good weekend, Ira. But could you imagine if you're the Jets and you need two new starting tackles going into next season?
Well, I think that's why there was some thought this year during the draft.
That they would take one of the kids at four?
Yeah. Did you see the throw, by the way, that Zach Wilson made to Elijah Moore the other day?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Great throw.
Elijah Moore is going to be a stud.
Yeah, he's having a good camp, too.
But the throw is, I mean, understand why. I mean, you see the throw like that.
Oh, you've seen him do things that are not normal, yes.
Like special.
Yeah, he has that. What was the throw?
I hate even saying this because we're nowhere even close to that.
You're going to say Pat Mahomes?
You see, it's one of those kind of like no-look, sidearm, just absolute perfectly thrown ball, and Elijah Moore makes a good catch, but it's just like, it's just...
Effortless?
It's just like he just flicks it, and it's so easy to... He's got the kind of talent that just it's so easy to fall in love with.
It oozes, right? But he's got to put it together. And then there's a big, you know, a big gap from going, he can make these great throws in practice to making easy plays in the game and then the great plays in the game.
Oh, see, that's the thing you got to understand. And that it's, again, I hate when we get into these conversations because I always end up making a comparison to some of the stuff that I went through.
Or you typically steal one of my takes.
Yeah, or that. Or I just repurpose one of your takes. It's just like... You saw this through the playoffs in the NHL too, right? It's the goalies that make those routine saves and then have the ability when you need, like what makes Shesterkin great and Vasilevsky great is they make all the saves they're supposed to make. They don't let in bad goals. And then on top of that, they make the saves that no one else can make. Those unbelievable game-changing saves. But it doesn't have to always be those kind of saves.
If you can't make just the normal save, the easy save, then making these amazing saves, it doesn't really matter all that much.
No, like just make the plays you got to make, and then we know what makes you special, what's going to make you special, and everyone's going to talk about you, and you're going to be on top 10 plays and everything else.
Is that plays, yes.
Exactly right.
We have the audio from Rich Cimini, I'm told. Now, I don't have the answer yet, but let's confirm what we believe. I believe I asked a question. He thought it was you, and there was that's a good question, Rick. And then later, when it was actually you, said, oh, really good question, Rick. You think that didn't happen. What is your recollection of what happened?
I think I asked the question. He said, that's a good question.
All right. RJ, play the audio. What's the upside? How good can this defense be this season?
Well, you're exactly right, Rick. It was bad last year.
I'm Dave.
Oh, Dave. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. See? He said, you're exactly right, Dave. Rick,
yeah, but
whatever.
I'm not saying that. I never argued that there wasn't a moment when he thought you or me, but he didn't say good question. Good question.
Well, he
was
said you're
me.
exactly right. Is I'm agreeing with what you're saying.
It's not a great question though. It's different. Exactly right, and that's a good question. Two different things. Do you like that he's not calling the plays, or do you think at some point we could see Brian Daboll take back control of that?
You know, Rick, that's a great question. A lot's been made about what's going on with the Patriots and play calling.
It's called winning. That's called winning the interview. You know that's the game that we play. Whoever gets great question wins that interview.
All right. You know what? Here's what I would like. I would like when we're both back from vacation, RJ, for you to start a chart. And whoever gets that's a great question gets a point. If we both get that's a great question during the same interview, nobody gets anything.
It's a tie.
And at the end of the calendar year, we tally points and see who wins.
I like this game. I like this game.
And you can't feed anybody into anything. Like you can't send DMs or texts or anything like that. It's got to be generic.
I'm a man of integrity. I'm not going to cheat the game.
I don't know what you're willing to do.
Dare you?
You're the guy, same guy that said if you could take PEDs and it would help you be the better player, you would have done it. So
I would have
cheat the game.
I would have. You wouldn't?
I didn't say I wouldn't cheat the game.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I am not going to cheat. I said if it was allowed, I would do it. You just made the rule that it's not allowed, so I'm not going to do
allowed.
It.
Not allowed. Can't do it. RJ, is this something that you can take care of?
I can do that.
Okay.
The great question game.
The great question game.
How about you, Raymond? You're so smart. Can you take care of it?
You're sticking with this, huh?
Why won't he just... I want one second.
Because he's not
going to
play. You're never going to get
him. It's Friday.
When you do this, you make him as uncomfortable as he ever can be.
Raymond, I want to lather you up next to that saltwater pool.
This is the equivalent of Dave's shower comment yesterday.
No, my shower comment was fine.
I'm trying to get you into the shower.
Makes everybody in the room uncomfortable.
Please remain after the show. HR would like to speak to both of you.
All Raquel wants is to take a shower with you, and you're not
letting
it happen.
There is no Raquel.
That's all Raquel wants.
Somewhere there's a Raquel.
That's all Raquel wants.
I like how your like alter ego as a young woman is Raquel.
It starts with the tank tops, and now it's Raquel.
He's going to wind up being catfished at some point.
Next week he'll be wearing a wig for the Zooms.
He's going to do the catfishing.
Yeah, I'm a catfish myself.
Yeah. Boy, I met this great girl, Raquel. she sounds unbelievable.
It'll be Ronnie Tuiasosopo.
You should see her in a spaghetti tank. It's fantastic.
By the end of next week.
She's got a scrumptious top.
Something happened to Raquel.
Raquel won't be able to make the date.
Rick can't make the show next Friday. Why, Raquel?
Raquel and Rothenberg.
Hello.
Woohoo! Over here! stop it. Read me the Antonio Brown salvo, would you?
All right, Antonio Brown to Antonio Brown. My biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. And it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around the Jets stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like that. It's like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
Hey, cool on social media, man. This is about us, nobody else.
He's clearly messing around, right?
Is he?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I
think that's
know.
The problem.
What? Why would he put that out there? I guess he's just, yesterday he was just desperate for attention, huh?
It's got to be, I mean, as crazy as this is and the things that he's done. I mean, there's got to be a, he's such a geek, but he was so good that misses. I can't speak for him, but I miss playing every single day, and he can still play. I can't play.
Well, he can play, but I don't know that anybody would have him.
I understand that, but and knowing that you can still play and not having the opportunity to do it or not, you know, not being given, and he doesn't, I'm not saying he deserves it. He doesn't, but that would eat me up.
Well, clearly doesn't bother him. I don't think he's the same mindset as you, though.
Or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet.
Or have it throwing rocks at the UPS driver. What kind of an adult says, I don't regret throwing rocks at the UPS driver?
Go viral out here. It's nothing short but viral. Hey, Bizzle, talk to him, Cheech.
It's like, oh, man.
He is something special. All right, Kevin Durant. You think he's going to get, I mean, this is the rumors now he's going to go to Philadelphia and play with James Harden. I mean, what is happening here?
He wants out. I told you at the time. I told you this is why that meeting. This was a coordinated effort by him to get himself out. And that only was reconfirmed to me here in, or at least the reporting as to what the Brooklyn Nets asked for from Boston. Like, you really think that Sean Marks picked up the phone and thought that Boston was going to trade Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum?
Of course not.
Okay, so are you really trying to trade me? That's not really trying to trade Kevin Durant.
You think he's going to get dealt?
I think they thought that at some point he would just, we would go through the motions, pretend like we were trying to trade him, and then because he loves basketball so much, he would be back. And I think that's why he met with him and said that it's either me or Sean Marks and Steve Nash.
I got to tell you, I now look, because there are certain guys I just don't like and I'll root against them. Kevin Durant has now gotten into that space for me. I've had enough of his game, of his antics, of his nonsense.
I think a lot of people feel that way now. I do. I don't know how. I mean, it doesn't feel like, if this does get done, it doesn't feel like Brooklyn's going to get what they want. Or anywhere close to the value for Kevin Durant.
So he just wants out. But he doesn't. If I'm Brooklyn, tell me if you're Brooklyn, you would not take less of a deal to send him to, I don't know, San Antonio. Like, just send him to basketball Siberia at this point. Just be done with him. You know, go back to Oklahoma City. Be irrelevant. Go to Indiana. Go. We're not going to send you to Philly. We're not going to send you to Phoenix. We're not going to send you to Boston. You're going to go somewhere where it's going to suck for you.
Well, that's cutting off your nose to spite your face. I think they thought that they would at least give off the appearance that they're trying to trade him and that he would be back because he loves basketball. I've heard that from a bunch of different people.
So you think they were playing the game, and his response to them playing the game is, all right, if you can't get a deal worked out, then fire these two guys and I'll stay.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, you're hearing that they fired Adam Harrington, who was his guy. They didn't tell him about that, so he was disrespected by that. And then the Kyrie situation, apparently they came to him and said, you know, we want to trade Kyrie. He kiboshed that.
But I love the fact that he thinks he's been mistreated here.
Well, that for him was that for him firing his guy, Adam Harrington, and not having a conversation with him about it, that was disrespectful to him.
Everything is disrespectful to him.
And yet, but in the same breath, they also allowed you to kibosh Kyrie Irving's trade. So, I mean, you are a part of a lot of the big decisions that are being made.
They got rid of Kenny Atkinson. They signed him to a deal where he couldn't even play the first year. They've bent over backwards to bring in the guys they want. They bring in James Harden. They trade James Harden. They bring in Ben Simmons. And now he wants out? You just signed an extension. Yeah. Why'd you sign the extension if you wanted out so badly?
Because it was that. I mean, there are plenty of clips being played now, too, where he says that Steve Nash has done a great job. And that Steve Nash is the guy.
Well, why did he sign the extension? That would be my question to him. I sit down. I'm Joe Tsai. If you wanted out so badly, why'd you sign an extension to stay here?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to ask him that. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me, but I don't understand how you think you're going to go to a team. Like, we already saw what... And now, listen, what Rudy Gobert got traded for, that's crazy. But Kevin Durant's one of the best players in the league. You can make the argument that he's, when healthy and right, the best player in the league. Like, how are you going to a team that's going to win a championship? Like, they're going to have to cut the team to get you. Exactly right. And by the time the deal is done, you're still going to have all these players in place to try to win a championship.
Well, I'll tell you this. Wherever he goes, I hope that he does not win. I've had enough of his antics, of his games. All right. Santi, let's put a bow on this week and do the three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Preseason football is back. Although, as you guys said, preseason football sucks. At least the New York teams are back in action. Daniel Jones looked okay. Saquon Barkley looked healthy. Maybe things will look up for the Giants this year.
Number two.
There were some feelings hurt in the roast again, and caller pointed out that Dave steals ideas.
Speaking of the Mets, Rick, it's another, the best phrase I can use, workmanlike.
I don't know. Maybe
no,
Dave.
That's not what the caller said. The caller said Rick steals my ideas.
There's confusion there.
Number
By
one.
Only.
Much like.
What's the upside? How good can this defense be this season?
Well, you're exactly right, Rick. It was bad last year.
I'm Dave.
Rich Cimini, Mike Tannenbaum.
Sorry.
Yeah. Do you like he's not calling the plays, or do you think at some point we could see Brian Daboll take back control of that?
You know, Rick, that's a great question. A lot's been made about what's going on with the Patriots.
Great interview from Mike T when he wasn't taking shots at Dan Grasso or losing the connection on his phone. Dave, enjoy vacation. We'll see you whenever we see you.
Yeah, you're going to see me in a very long time
from
right now.
It's a great three stars, Raymond.
Enjoy, Raquel, Rick, whatever your name is.
And when I'm back, we start the battle of the great questions of 2022. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DiPietro Rothenberg, and
let's go Mets.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.